Rishus Avi Mori. We have a Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Abayz, to bring it down Kol HaKelim Oser, except for three Kelim. Then the Tiu, Chazer V'Tiu, Chazer V'Tiu. So we have three Eterim over here, until all Kelim the Tom, except for two of them, Mesa Godel, Yesed Shomach Risho. So we have four Eterim. The Gemara says later on, we have to recall from the Sugya Mokso. So brings down Rav Chanina that says, Rav Bnei Nechemya, they saw that Yehuda, that Joachim Gasa is pressing grapes, Mavim Arimo is bringing the sheath of wheat over here, and therefore, since Klaisol is very lax upon the Indian Moksa and lean to Malachas over here, therefore, Kemal Nechemya agrees upon this, the idea of Moksa of Kalim. You mentioned reading the first Chabur, Lechor, there's a problem over here. It sounds like who was going to the Indian of Moksa? Nechemya. Yet we have Gemara on Shabbos and Daf Lamed Beis. Then when Dovid HaMelech passed away, Shalach Shlomi LeBeit Midrasho, he sent the Beis Medrash, what go do? Abba Meis Mutl B'chamo. My father, Dovid HaMelech, has passed away and is in the sun. Vaydi is the second question. Uklov Mishal Beis Abba Ravim. The dogs in my father's house are hungry. Can I go give them the velas? The answer back, that the gate of the Sugi of Avela can give to the Klovim. And Avichi, your father, put upon him an Echnami is Mukso, but Kikur Tinnik, and can move through a case of a Kikur Tinnik. So it seems over here that before this man Nechemio, already from Dov Vishloimel, we had the Sugil Mukso. So the main Malach among the Achoinim is the Chassam Soif and the Avkofim and Beis, the Graz Baros and Sif Yud Zayin. They point out Lechur there are two different types of Mukso. There's a Mukso that's something that has zero use, no Shtamshus, an Evan Arak, a mace. That was a question to get to the Sugim Levelo. Something called Muksa Machmas Gufay. That idea, that concept, that's from Dov Vishloimo. Came along the Chemiel, and saw people were doing things on Shabbos, and therefore came along and discussed an Indian Muksa Negeta a Kli. And therefore wanted to say Kli Shemach Lisser, the idea of Achsar and Kiss, that even things that are objects, also that will have the Locha Muksa. Therefore, we have two separate ideas of Muksa Dov and Shlomo, with the concept of Muksa, or Muksa Mach Maskufai, Bezman Nechemio that goes upon Kalim. Now, in these two blocks, Negev to Klishul Mach Leisser, the Chor is very clear, there are four different Shitas over here. We have Rabbi Yehuda Shito, and Daf Kuvcha, Beis and Beis. He brings down Klishul Mach Leisser, is also a Sayyid Legufai, and Sayyid Mekoimli. Toysus is a question, and Lamaisa, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold that way, other places, Negev to Klishul Mach Leisser. He wants to tie in the case of a cornice, the it's miyuchad to melacha chashuva. And here, the idea of using it to crack nuts is a melacha grua. So, here came on to be machmer. We have a second shita, Rabba and Daf Kuchav Beis and Daf Kuchav Dalet, Abaya and Daf Kuchav Gimel Amu Beis. That's true, it's mutl tzarek gufay, but it's also tzarek mekaymai. We have a third shita, Rava and Daf Kuchav Gimel Amu Beis, Rav and Daf Kuchav Dalet Amu Beis. That's Mutter Silet Tzarek Gufay and Silet Tzarek Mekoymoy. The fourth Shita of Nechemya, brought down by us on Kuvchav Gimel and Kuvchav Dalet, Eini Tolom Elet Tzarek Tashmishon. The Machloik is Rashi and Toysis, and Daf Lamavov Omanath, what that means, according to Rashi means Tashmisham Yuchod, according to Toysis to be Tashmish Rogel, which Bezram will get back to. That's the fourth Malach and Klishim Lach Lesser. Halach Lamaisal Gopaskin. So we have the end of the Sugya and Daf Kuchav Dal and Beis, Kamlung Rashi. It says, Halacha Kuravo. That means it's mutter, whether it's Tzarek Gufay or Tzarek Mekoymoy. Brought down that way by the Rambam, Perichofei, the Rosh, Perichiv Zayin, among the Rishonim. And that's how clear the Mechabens of Gimel Paskin is mutter Tzarek Gufay or Mekoymoy. That's how we Paskin. Like Halacha, like Kuravo, like Rav. The Shaila, the Chakira, the Avon in the Muks of Klishu Makta Isser, come to the they grapple, what's the concept over here? Is the idea like all other mukses, where Mekatsa Das, a mace with Mekatsa Das, a Klishul Mach Lisser be Mekatsa Das? Or no, there's a new concept over here of Gzeris Tiltol. But there's no mukso. We might use the words of mukso, but new Yesoida, idea of Gzeris Tiltol, Pir Dover. Dover Namelech, by Shloimo, has no Ashtamshus. That's like so, has your use. Over here, a klish machl iser has a use. I don't think it's a kufay. It has a use over here. So maybe there is no ktsa over here. just Chazal min Gzeres Total. We'll get to why. Therefore, there's a Goyin in Yoridei and Simon Reis Tamach Vav in Hulchas Milo. He says Avada Klish Shemlach Issa is not Machmas Mukso. So I'll bring the two ayahs. One is we have Machlikse of Huda and of Shimon. It is Mukso on Shabbos. We passing like of Shimon. There's no Mukso on Shabbos. Lessig Mokufnet Zayin is Moida by Chsaron Kis. So why in the world be Machma Klish Shemlach Issa? There's no Mukso on Shabbos. Elamai says Goyin, it's not a Sugyo Mukso of Aktsa. It's a Sugyo of Gzeres Total. A second one, he says, we'll get to Halacha on Sevdalit. Klish Shemlach Leheter, Blitz Arklal, also you cannot move. You tell me Klish Shemlach Leheter, you cannot move for no reason. It's Sugyo Mukso. Aktsa be Makta Das, it's Klish Shemlach Leheter. Elamai must be a Sugyo Gzeres Total. And that's in the right from Shimon and Abhudo. That's already the Ritva and the Miri. They bring this Sugya down. It's not a Sugya Muksa, a Sugya Gzera Total. And the reason why Chazal made this Gzera over here for, the Rishonim have different Lashonis. The way the Ravid says over, it's a Maris Ayin Sugya, because you might, people think, leading to a Malacha Visser. The way the Miri, the Shlomo, the Moiris, they say over, Chazal will make to use things that serve Shabbos. We want to do something with Chamel itself, that's for after Shabbos. That's Bimechet V'chol, that's Vachadik. Therefore, only Tzarech Mekoyma Tzarech Gufog Bimechol. But do something Tzarech the Vach, that we won't come along to let a person go do. A third way to say it over, the Shita L'Ran, the Ritva on Kufchav Dalam Abbeiz, it's how the Sugev Gzeres Hatzal. That's why the Gzeres Total is Otto the Sugev Hatzal. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, how do you want to say it over? Because it might come to lead to a Malacha. So we'll go using Klish Shemak to Isser, because it leads to the Malacha of Isser. So it comes out, Be'etim, this Malach, the two different ideas of Muxa. There's something in Muxa Machmas Gufay, and the Vela, a mace, things that have zero use over here, a rack, and then something that's Gzeres Total. Al Sada Sheni, the Prim Gunaman in Simon Reis Samachai, the Sugin Dafim Beis, Dafim Gimel, he's very clear, he writes the Klishamach, this is a shame Muxa love. Says Sugil Muxa. Therefore, the Chayodom Klaas Samachvov, he explains that Klish Shemach to Isser, you may catch a das from Mechamel itself, from Isser over here, but yet you're not Mechatz a das, so Gufo Tzarech Mekoymoi. Certain things you are Mechatz a das from, certain things you're not Mechatz a das. If you read the Be'alocha by us in Sef Gimel, when the Be'alocha brings down the Pim Gonoa, Peter Rashba, by the case of a Kedera, he said the Kedera, since the Iker and the Roiv is for Isser, therefore we go after the Iker and the Roiv, it's called Klish Shemach to Isser. Klezim, Mishnah Berurah, but let's say you have a case of the Ikers Vishneim, Sai Isser and Sai Heter. But the case over here is Reif Isser. What's Alocha? You want to say to me, Machmer? Menolon, the Mekatzet Daitimnei. How do you know a person Mekatzet Das? And they want to say, should be Mutter Vitzarachin. So you see over here that Mishnah Berurah understood the site of Mukta by Klish Shemach Isser. He's like, so, he says, who said the Mekatzet Das? Mishnah Berurah and Stivkan Chof, he says, you have something that's a Melocha L'Isser L'Heter. The reason why it's not Mokso, because Loi Makatzedaiti. So Gavakso, Makzedas. So come on, Betim is Machloikis among the Achoinim. It's Klish Makta Isser. A borrowed terminology from all Sugis of Mokso. We say the word Mokso, but Ik is Zeres Total. Or no, it's the same Sugis of Mokso of Akso. Ravosa says the Ik is the Goin, Zeres Total. Says Liesis has the Ikke Zechayodim and Mishnah Berurah, Zehemshuch the Sugya of Muksa over here. Now it comes out to reading among the Svarim, there seems to be 10, 12 different Afgaminas. I'll go through this man, different situations, Lachor depends upon this Chakir over here. Just to mention two of the Afgaminas. One is, let's say a person has a Bosses, L'Klish Shemach L'Isser, B'yar Dover. The person has a candlestick on top of the table. And on the candlesticks, he lit a flame. The flame itself is Muksa Machmas Gufay. Therefore, the cup that's holding it is a Bosses, and the candlestick that's holding that is a Bosses. They have a table that's holding that, the candlesticks that's holding the cup, holding the flame is a Bosses. There was all Tavo to the flame. Therefore, all of it has a locha of the flame itself, Muksa Machmas Gufay. Now, this idea, do we say the same concept that just like this table over here is Muksa Machmas Gufay, unless you put Chalas on top of it, there'll be a Bosses L'Issel Heter? Do we say the same thing by Klish Shemlach L'Isser? That means you have a table with a hammer on top of it. The hammer is Klish Shemlach L'Isser. A chul be mutal zar kufa mekaymi on the table, sul is mutal zar kufa mekaymi. But the hammer is osir mechamla tzel. Do you say the table also, you want to move it, mechamla tzel will be osir. So the Shlomo Zalman, it depends what you say you're coming from. If you come into the suga of aksabi maksadas, just like negate the suga of a bosses, to muksamach maskufa is aksavi here, you also this boss, a klishamach to isir, is aksavi here from mechamla tzel. Because says Shlomo Zalman, the sugya over here is the sugya of gzera is total. Chazal, where did they make the gzera upon? They made the gzera on the hammer. They did not make the gzera upon the shulchan. They will come along. There will not be a bosses, and they get the kli shemach leser. Alocha, we'll get to the back and simon shintes in the beginning. Some machlokes among the paiskim. A similar example: the sugya migdas katzoy ben hashmoshes. That means, let's say a person has a case over here that's a bosses. Or something that's mukser on Shabbos. Come on Shabbos itself, it comes is mukser. With the example, again, you have this table over here that has a flame on top of it. The flame went out. Shabbos morning. Now the table can go move it. The loch is, migidus katzoy ben hashmoshes. Now the table is mukser the whole entire Shabbos. So what happens in this situation when you have a cell phone? Klishel maklisser, like most poskim. It breaks on Shabbos, now you want to put it in the toy box and let the kids play with it. Do you say over here that this situation, Mingdis Ksoy ben Hashmoshes, it was a klish shemach l'isser, and therefore it's only mutter zar guf mekaymai? Or no, do you say no, yesh l'chalek, because there's tiltal when it's a klish shemach l'isser. Now it's a toy, and there will be no muks over here, and therefore no problem to play, move it, even mecham l'tzel. Aloch l'maiso, also, we'll have to get back to see it's machlokes among the poskim. Zeh b'shalom zalman, what the loch is zaktzo gzeres total. Now to explain the loch of klisha machlisa is very simple. If you go through the seven ideas over here, explain each one. Number one, kli. Number two, malachtoi. Number three, l'isser. Number four, tzarech. Number five, l'gufoi. Number six, mekoymai. Number seven, mecham l'tzel. You define all seven. The loch is very simple. That means the goal right now is to try to define all seven. To start, the first rule has to be a case of a kli. That concept is coming from the Gemara in Daf Kuf Vadal Nam Aleph. The Gemara speaks out on Yontif, you have a log of wood, and you want to use it to go burn. So the Gemara speaks out, L'maisa, this log of wood, Yontif Shabbos, L'maisa is not a kli. And if the Mechab examines the Zayin, and Mishbura explained over there by case of Kon Lamadalad, by the case of Bekas, that since L'maisa is not a kli, Muksam machmas gufoy. Building upon the sugya of Bekas, you have to have the same kli. Otherwise, it's irak. Muksam machmas gufoy has no use. That's aleph. Has to be a kli. Building upon that, we'll speak out two questions, and we'll have to get back to it. Number one, a question we mentioned already in last chaburo. Let's say a person has a kli shumlach to iser. There's no ishtamshus of heter klal at all. For example, let's say a person has a bar of soap. Maestro to go use it on Shabbos, because the poskim say it's also not like a chaim, no. You can't use it. Is there any way of tzarech gufoy? Pasha has no ishtamshus. Nothing to do with it. If so, the question really is a shikol das question. How do you look upon it on Shabbos? Do you look beklolius or do you look beprotius? On Shabbos, the maestro has zero use, not like tzarech gufoy, and not for tzitzer, has no ishtamshus. That's called muksam achmas gufoy. Or say you look but clearly, yes, you look at how you can use it during the week. During the week, it has a use. It comes Shabbos, nothing to go use it with. They wasn't nichol together kli. That means you look with taking the week into the account, and during the week it has a use. It's called a kli. Or do you look produce only on Shabbos? On Shabbos, it has no use. They have what's a rak. You mentioned yesterday, or last time, that Reb Kirega said, I want to answer the zero shimshin negate. The reason why chasar and kiss, that's also tzarek gufoy and tzarek mekaymai, because once it has no use, for tzarek gufoy, the male is also tzarek mekaymai. He understands you look specifically on Shabbos. We'll get back to it, see, Nubes HaKhorim want to argue this point. Maybe you'll look at cases that have no Shabbos at all, b'chlal on Shabbos, but we'll look at klalius, look at during the week. A second question is, let's say this kli, or this object, the whole shemesh that can only be done one time. For example, toothpaste. You can only use a toothpaste one time, detergent one time, soap one time, cosmetics one time. What are these halachas? Is that nichol in the category of kli or not a kli? They point out Lechuetz a steal a little bit in the sugis. By the case of a Ner Shel Shaiva, a wax candle, the Mishabura calls it a Klish Shemalak L'Isser. Lechuetz, a wax candle can only be used for a wax candle to burn, has no other use. Yet by the case of a Kas on Yontif, it's also burning, and the Gemara says, not in the Chalaget of Kli. Why is it Ner Shel Shaiva that you burn is called a Kli? And the Bekas on Yontif on Shabbos, the case is not in the category of Kli. So Mavucha among the Chorim had an answer, and the Nafgamina will come out over here, is what's a locha, something that is shimush, is an alidei kiloi? We take out the article of Simcha Bonim, every single time he discusses a case of Muksa, that's a no alidei kiloi, that's a one-time use, he always says one locha on top, and he always has a footnote on bottom, shnoos machloik, it's not that simple. What's a locha of soap, detergent, and gudaimo? The second word is a malachtoi. Klisha malachtoi l'isser. What defines its malacha? So, come along again, the Mishbua from the Prima Gonim, Api the Rajbo. The Vada, if you have a kli that's miyuchud for isser, that's malachtoi, that's also. Now, in that, even if it's raiv, that's also its malachtoi. Like in case of kedero. Now, what does that mean? It says the Sharetzi in Ayim Bialocha. The Kimta of the Rajbo says the Bialocha. Is that where you have a pot, the ikur is for isser, to cook, and roiv is also a case of isser. So since you have a case of ikur and roiv, the case of a pot, that avad is nechel negedo of malachtoi, that is malacho, klisha malachtoi l'isser. But let's say since the bialochi have a case that the ikur is saife isser and saife hetter. It's made for both. But poil, you use roiv one way. Roiv is for isser. Do you say in that situation, Maisa, since Ik is made for Isser and Heter, Manolo the Makatsa Das? Or no, we'll go after the case of Roiv. Vitzorachin. The Yeshayla had to understand the Maskono of the Chovetz Chaim. How's he paskening? The way the Shalom Yudah, how he understands it, he says, Be'etzem, we have a Mishabur that says we go after Roiv. Then says the Sharetzin, however, I am Bialocha. Bialocha is saying the only time the same to go after Roiv is when you have an ikur and a roiv for isser, then we'll call it klisha machtel isser. But you have a shneim that are ikur and you have roiv, menolon, as a mitzad lahakel, a biki wants to be mekel. That's one way to understand the Chofetz Chaim. Another way, the Shalom Yonis in the Orcha Shabbos, they say for keret, read the Mishnah Berurah, he says we go after roiv. He says in the Sha'atin, ayin bialochel, and points out, Mais is not clear why that's so. Why go after roiv in a situation where both of them are ik, aside the heter, inside the iser? But Sarachid, but my sahazi paskening, the Mishmur says we go after roiv. He's not machalk whether the ik is iser or the ik is iser and after. He's not machalk. We go after roiv. That means Maskon of the Chavetz Chaim is a marucho, is saying we always go after roiv. Or no, he wants to go after roiv only when the ik is iser. Mashenki, the ik is the iser and heter. This is what to talk about to be said with Lachal. Lachal Maiso. In the case over here, we have the situation where the kli is ikir for iser and vater, how do paskin? Those lemaisel, benem zilbo, the asher b'chaim no, they be ikir want to paskin lohokal. Atzad hasheni, the shmir shabbos, the chud hashani, no more taina, the mishmur said to go after roiv, and even the situation where the case is ikir for iser and vater, still will go after the case over here, roiv, and call kli shemach le iser. Lechura, this question, depends upon the chakiri mentioned before it. If you said over here is mitzad akso, where's akso? If you said mitzad exists total, roiv for the time is made for klish shemach l'isser. That's the two sides over here. Take it a step further. You have a case over here that's ikur, that's the opposite of roiv, a stira. The ikur is for isser, and roiv is for heter. So I heard some people want taino, well, you have roiv heter, let's go after roiv. Maisa, first I'll be the swarm. Hasib ben Zilber, Abliyashiv, and others of Chodeshani, they speak out, Avadi, go after the Iker. Now, what's a good example to explain this concept? Why go after the Iker? Roiv is for a case of Heter. So let's speak out different cases. First, the Pat Bezman HaChazal. That case over there, you have a case of Iker and Roiv is for Isser. Now, we have a pot over here that has food inside. Why can you move a pot? So that the Rashba speaks out, Nav Kuchov Gimel Amal Aleph, the Sigi of Shum. Says by shum, the reason why lama talplit, because either it's bottled to the shum, or because then when the shum inside it's called klisha machtel heter. But when the shum is not inside, then it's empty. That's klisha machtel iser. So Lacha Maisa, when you have these empty pots, Bezman HaChazal, says the Rashba, Vad is Kli Shum Lachto Isser. What are Lacha Maisa? That's the Prim Godim, that's the Sivis, there's your soul, Meshavu on the Kama Paiskim this way. Atzad HaShayni, and those are all go on this Halacha in itself. Says the Chayot HaMeklas HaMavov, Maisa, we have pots over here, that's used for Isser and it's used for Heter. Tula Maisa might be Ikin Rav one way, but it's used for both over here. And therefore, why is the person Mekatz Das from it's just Jamshus? Says the Chayadom, Maisa pots are not a case of Kli Shemach L'Isser. It's also used for Heter. You're not Mekatz Das. The Chayadom L'Shitosai. Says the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, Maisa pots are not Mekatz Das. Aloch L'Maisa is very interesting. The Shmir Shabbos seems to pass him against the Mishnah Berurah. He wants to tie that L'Maisa our pots, or any pots, even as Mana Chazal, why to Aser it? It's also used for Heter. Why Mekatz Das? Well, that's b'shloimo b'zman ha'chazal. Come on, Chorinim, they want to point out, maybe even our pots are better. Those pots are ikar made for cooking. Sometimes you leave food inside. Today, especially the fact that we have a refrigerator, we have these pots that are made specifically also for storage, these special Tupperwares that's made for cooking. Come on to Orcha Shabbos, it goes back and forth. Maybe our things, you can certainly start clearing the ikar for Isser. Maybe it also has a very stark function for Heter of storage. That means you'll store something inside for 20 hours. 20 hours for storage. That's more than the case over here. I'm cooking. That's made for 1 hour. And he brings down the Shmir Shabbos, wants to make a Beklolius. So he'll be making a Pats Bezman Hazeh. Take it a step further. That means you start clearing, really, our pots are Lahura, a case of Iker versus Roiv. The Iker and Lahura pots are still for cooking. But Roiv is for storage. Iker versus Roiv is a Kli Isser Kli Heter. A step further, what is a car? Chasar and Kis. Moksimach Maskufay. Kli Shumach Kli Isser. Kli Shumach Kli Heter. How do you look at a car? So first, is it a Yatsiv and Oletzian? They want to tie their cars Chasar and Kis. I think no matter how fancy your car is, I think most people, when they want to store something, they'll open up the car door, put things inside to store it. So I think the fact that we use it for storage, we see we're not that makbid upon it. We don't want people who are not safe around it. But otherwise, no matter how fancy it is, we use it for other things. Therefore, it's nachsarkis. So what's a car? Says it in Chassid Chok, says it in Moshe, B'Shalom Azam, B'Yashu, Shamrug, Shmir Shabbos. It's a Kli Shemlach L'Isser. You have a combustible engine over here. Lois about Ish B'Chomash V'Seichem. Even the new cars, electricity. Truth is the case of the Rabbanim. Kli Shemach L'Isser is even the case of the Rabbanim, says the Prima Godim. What time on the Chodz Chaim? Therefore, Vad is a Kli that's made for Isser. You have to go drive around from place to place. Come over Moshe, and he says, what's the car? He wants to know if he can put something inside the car and Shabbos open the door and then close the door afterwards. He says, when the case is no Ma'as Ayin, you want to open up the door. Be'etzim emachonit einem mokso. Why? Because people struggle to store things inside a car. If you analyze it, storage is 24/7. Driving is an hour a day, 2 hours a day, 3 hours a day. So the ikur is, of course, no one buys a car for storage. A car, but ikur is to drive. But roiv is for storage. I think everyone over here will agree. If that's the ikur of the car, is Kli Shemach Isser. And Moshe is saying a massive chiddush over here. Maybe roiv will win out. And they'll say the idea is Kli Shemach L'Heter. Maisa, there is another Moshe, in Torah V'Aruah and Chelek Yud, I want to say specifically over here, that a car door is not made for the Issa Shabbat of the driving over here. And you get involved with the question, when you have different pieces that are connected, they're doing different functions over here, maybe the car could be Kli Shemach L'Isser, and the door is Kli Shemach L'Heter. Therefore, it's come over Moshe, what time to buy a pot is made for Isser. But the door in and of itself, the Etzem is not made for doing Isser, it's made to protect things, open and close. When you go inside, then you drive. The door itself is not made for Isser, it's made also for Heter to store things. That's why Moshe says the car is not Moksa, meaning we negate to the door. There is another emotion in Messiah's Moshe Chelek Gimel. That seems to be the aside according to Moshe. That means up Isser. I think the Elam will agree that a car is Iker versus Raiv, and a Vad is Kli Shemach L'Isser. If so, Lechura Pats, like the Mishnah Berurah is saying, even though today our pots, you'll understand that maybe it's really 24/7 or a couple of days used for storage. But even though you use a couple of days for storage, and you also might buy special pots for storage, the Ikka point of a pot is for cooking. You have Ikka versus Roiv. Or you go after Ikka and there'll be a Kli Shemach L'Isser. Negeta a car door. So let's say a car door has no light when you open up the car door. Could a person open up the car door and put things inside and then close it afterwards? So first, Kamlung the Dabatina, it says the open up of the car door is a dovet mu'al rabim, even though it might be klish mach isim mutta gufa itzach makaimli, but open up a door to mu'al rabim. Ke'en, this is a Mishnah Berurah, in Hilchos Abdullah, it's a Mereit Sadagvav, he says over there to make Abdullah from plag, that's mu'al rabim. I think everyone over here agrees to make Abdullah from plag, avadi alatu, it's a poor shalocha, but do that from plag is strange. People, when you see you open up a car door, right away, how can you do that? Shabbos, Muksa, Zilzel, what are you going on over here? So, let's say you're opening up a car door where no one's around, no one's watching, no one's around. Can you open up and put things inside? Even though a car door is klish shemach l'iser, you can open up, no problem. You can go use it. Klish shemach l'iser mutl tzar gufay tzach m'kaimli. So you want to use it to put things inside. As black you can open up the door. Now the question is, how do you close the door afterwards? So if you go like a Moshe's Klish Shemach Leheter, Avad, you can close the door afterwards. Well, according to most Poskim, Klish Shemach Leiser, how do you close the door afterwards? So you get involved in an interesting question. When you close the door afterwards, why are you closing it for? In certain neighborhoods, you're closing the door. Why? If you don't close the door, the insides of the car will disappear. Now, there are two things that can disappear inside the car. Either the objects that are Heter can disappear, or the car itself can disappear. The Iser can disappear. Do you have a right to take a Kli Shemlach Le'Isser and use it, the Sar Gufoy, to protect either Heter or to protect even Isser? That means not for you using it, using it for objects over here. Because the Pesach can say, certainly for the case of Heter, you can. If you put a box inside, you want to close the door, Maisetz Mutter. Negate the cases of Isser, you're afraid for the car itself, that's the Mavuch we'll get back to. Fine, so Maisetz, you're discussing over here how to close the door. Who you have another Eitzer? A lot of people do. Is when you want to close the door, take your body and shut the door. That'll be nichol get a tilto begufoy. Shomazam another say, no problem. Avoid another way to close the door. Let's say it's blocking going to a certain place, blocking other people. Nichol get her of tzarach mekaymei. A similar question: what defines malachtoi? It's tachlis. When a person has a neshek, a roiva, a kedeach, I'm not sure the difference are. But you have a case of a gun over here. The place was no shasha kono. What is a gun? Is a gun a kli shemach l'iser or a kli shemach l'heter? If you think about it, what is the tachlis, the point of a gun? A gun is a deterrent to scare other people. How do you scare other people? The fact that it can shoot, bolts come out and can injure them, hurt them, kill them over here. So what's the tachlis? What's the Malachta, what is malacha? Do you say the malacha is to scare people? That's Motan Shabbos. That's Kli Shemach L'Heter. Or it scares people because it can shoot. That's a Kli Shemach L'Iser. The says of Shlomo Zalman, the Yatsi is Mitzadah this way, the Nevzal goes this way. The one taina, the function of a gun, Be'ikir, 99.9% of the time, is to scare people. Most people never shoot a gun ever in their lives. The only time they shoot a gun is in the shooting range. And they walk around with guns, they're scared. A deterrent to other people not to do things. A deterrent. If so, deterrent on Shabbos, that's the Kli Shemach L'Heter. Atzad Hasheni, but what is the deterrent? Says Rabbi Yashiv, says Rabbi Shmuel Orbach, says Avnei Yashbar, Shalma Yehuda, is to shoot. Therefore, they're saying, what is the Malachtoi? The whole function is to shoot. A Shikl of that question, how to find Malacha? Do you look at the Malacha of its tachlis as a scare? Or to scare or deterrent by the fact they could shoot over here. A similar thing you can discuss. When you have a birthday cake and you have candles on top of it. A person, let's say they're 8 years old, a little child, you put a candle on top with the number 8. Most times they don't even light the candle. Even when they do light the candle, usually because the candle you blow will relight itself. Otherwise, the point of a candle is for Yefi. It's a number 8. But what's the Yefi? You don't get stam a number 8 on top of the cake. You get a candle. The Yofi is that a candle, they can light it. So you say, what is this? Is a candle the on top of a cake? Is Yofi Kli Shemach L'Heter? Or no, the whole Yofi is that you can light this candle over here. And therefore it's Oymen Fisser, Kli Shemach L'Heter. A similar case. Candlesticks. Candelabra, Leichter. You can buy lax in the store for 40, 50 shekels. Everyone buys their Ebbetzin, $1,000, $2,000. Why? Very nice, no? Varaya, we take them out by brisim, we put them on the table. We don't even like candles. Looks nice on the table. By simchas, people take them out, put them on the table. What's the tachlis of a candelabra, of leichter? Is it tachlis for yefi? That's why you spend so much money. It looks nice. You put in a break front. You don't put it away after Shabbos. Put in the break front. It looks very nice. What's the tachlis? Because what's the yefi? That's the candlesticks. We call them candlesticks over here. And the yefi is a silver candlestick that we can have a flame on top of it. Meaning, if you have a flame on top of it, it's a bosses. And afterwards, it makes it. But let's say you have a Shabbos, you did not light it, candles upon it. Or you have already other candlesticks. You have those on the break front, that's silver. Can you take them out to show people? Are they klish shemach leheter or klish shemach leheser? It's a great chikol nas question. How do you look upon it? Maisa tetzo and shemalachtoi, avadu graf to roiv, says the Mishnah Berurah. If it's shovo, and you have roiv of heter, roiv of iser, shal in the bialocho, you have ikar versus roiv, I think the oilam will agree that the ikar astamshis will beat out the case of roiv. Next thing is klish shemalachtoi leiser. What defines iser? So the bialocha brings down the pirim godim, beginning of the simin, and he says not only a case of iser deraisa, even iser derabonon, but right the gemara speaks out how a sheifer chetzaitzris, not only a srach derabonon, nichol klish shemach leiser. Come on, the chodim discuss how far to take the yisoid. Let's say something be'etim is mutter, except it's had the sugi of under the chol, it's had the sugi of zilzul Shabbos. Came along the hoggets to be machma upon it. Do you say it's mukso? For example, an umbrella, a bike. Why do you ask an umbrella for a coin? The chaznish, the yeshcholkim. Chaznish says also is a sugya of uvn dechol. We ask the bikes, zilzul Shabbos, uvn dechol. If so, is it mukso or not? To come along from a zaman, the yashuv the shalma yudo. They point out since something that's uvn dechol has a heter, it's had orchim, loch and simen shin lama gimel. Has a heter b'mokum mitzvah, or you can do the idea in case of shinoi. So the fact that you can use it on Shabbos, how gam now is not b'mokum mitzvah, is not b'mokum orchim, is not b'mokum shinoi. But since it can be used, the category you put it under is a klish shemach leheter. Atzal Sheni, Scheinberg, Nissen Kirelitz, Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, they come along and say soif kol soif. We don't use it on Shabbos. If you make katzadas, therefore nichol category klish shemach leheter. A nafka mina will be any measuring cup in your house. Measuring cup is also as the sugya of umna nechol. Is it klish shemach leiser or klish shemach leheter? A similar question. Let's say something be'etzim is machloikis. However, then hokus to be machmer. Do we put it on the category of klish shemach leiser or heter? Shlomo Zalman, Shmir Shabbos, Shalma Yehuda, they want a paskin, they were machmer mitzad iser shivoy. But not machmer mitzad the sugya of mokso. Tashani says of Scheinberg, Shami Hansen wants to go this way, Rav Kopp says, Maisa wants a machmer, now cycle soif, it is also klisha mach leiser. However, in a situation, let's say Chazal Astrid, mitzad sugya mar sain, the poskim will say, nafkamina is these laundry clips. I think it really depends on what type of house you're in. Certain houses with laundry clips are usually used also in the kitchen very commonly to close your packages of your food. Therefore, you start claiming maybe it's klisha made for iser and feter. But let's say in your house, these laundry clips are only made for hanging up laundry. Why the Chazal ask you it? Mitzad sugya marasayin. We can now hang up laundry, not outside and not inside. In that situation, let's say you have clips in your house, can you go use it? Is it a klish shemach leheter? So the place comes, since Chazal asked it, that's a klish shemach leheter. So it comes out, what defines klish shemach leheter, whether it's the abonon or an iser deraiso, or examine mitzad sugya marasayin? Have the things that mitzad zilzul Shabbos under the chol or chumra? That's a good question. Now, saying over here, klish shemach leiser, that concept. The standing example, klish shemach leiser, is a hammer. You take a hammer and you bang in a nail. You do iser with it. A machat, a needle. You take the needle over here and you sew up something. You do a malacha with it. Let's say you don't do iser, but the shtamshes is through iser. Bira dover. The case of Kedera, a case of a pot. Pot does not do any iser. A pot you put in the food, the flame goes underneath it, and it cooks. The pot is used through iser. We see a site from the Rashba that the place can bring down. That's also called a klishmat leser. Gam notice is being done with it, but since it's being done through it, that's called a klishmat leser. Another thing Chazal say, a ner. Now the words ner, Chazal, now what we say, ner means by us is a candle. Chazal called that a nel shel shaiva. When they say the word ner, it means the case of the cup that's holding the oil inside, that's holding the wick inside. The ner. The ner, says Chazal, says the Gemara, is a kli shemalach kli iser, the cup. Why is the cup a kli shemalach kli iser? We see over here, the fact that the cup holds a shem and that has a wick, that iser being done through it, says the Rashba, is a kli shemalach kli iser. If so, once we have the concept over here, that once iser is being done through it, how far do you take that you say it over here? For example, let's say you have a case of a telephone book. Put a story yoytis to the side, a telephone book is you open up, you read it, you see a phone number, then you take out your cell phone, you make a phone call. So the telephone book leads to an iser. Is that a klish shemlach l'iser? Since the Moshe and the Isma's question, the Chodashani, the Shemir Shabbos, and others, since its function is leading to iser, is nichle category klish shemlach l'iser? That's the Archa Shabbos Paskin, the Simcha Bonim, Paskin Chuvas, and others, most Paskin. Atzal Hasheni, says the Debatina and Shuva, and the Vosner, they want time that Yishal Chalik Harbe. Vishloima, the case of a pot, the case of an error. When Issa is being done, the pot is there. When the flame is being on top of the cup is attached to the flame. Over here, it's a step removed. You take the book, you open it, you read the telephone number, then you close it, then you go over to the phone, you make a phone call. A step removed? Who says Nechal in category of Klisha Makhla Isser? That is to get a phone number, and a step later you do the Isser Shaboy. It's not intertwined mamish with the Isser. They want to say a telephone book is Klisha Makhla Isser. They will come out in Afkamino that to take out the phone book to look up an address, that's called Tzarek Gufoy. Take out a phone book because the kid is very short and you want to put him by the table and use it as a high chair so the kid get taller. So if you have no other option, that's called Tzarek Gufoy. Let's say the phone book is in the rain, or it's about to rain, you want to bring it inside. According to Debatina Vosna Mecham Litzel the Maisavi Motor, according to most price given, called Klishel Machtel Isser. How far to take this aside? I see Rabbi Berkowitz has a interesting case that I asked him and he agreed to it. Let's say a person has a computer chair, Miyuchad, for the computer. Not Sami has a chair, made for the computer. Or I know my parents' house, they had a piano, a baby grand, they had a bench over there. So the benches, you pull it out, you sit down to play the piano. That means that bench is leading to Issa to go play the piano. What is this bench? What is this chair over here? But Berkowitz agreed that this bench over here is a Kli Shemalach L'Isser. Because it leads to Issa, just like the case of a phone book, even more than that. Could be everyone over here agrees. Just like a case of a pot leads to Issa, and at the same time cooking is a pot over here. Same time you sit on this bench, or the piano bench, you play the piano. So it leads to the case of Isser, Nichlin category Klishim Lak Isser. So to sit on the bench, the Tzarek Gufoy would be Mutter. To go save the bench, Mecham Litzel, Chur would be Osir. Another case is discussed, how far I take this example. First has a cookbook. Now, some Noshim tell me cookbook is made to enjoy, to read the ingredients, how to cook things, not made to teach you how to cook. So let's say it's a cookbook that men have. Men. So men only have cookbooks how to cook. Most recipes are for Isser, agamna salads, and some are for Eter. Since most are for Isser, and the Ikr is for Isser over here, do we say that the cookbook is a Kli Shemalach L'Isser, again putting Shtori Yaita to the side, or is it Kli Shemalach L'Eter? L'chutz Mamash, the same case as the phone book. The Shemir Shabbos puts it on the category of Kli Shemalach L'Isser, because he says it leads to Isser of cooking. Masha Engim Simcha Bonim, he puts it on the category of Kli Shemalach L'Eter. He puts it on the idea over here. That's Havkos Havke Mechal between the two cases. Now, somehow, Simcha Bonim says a phone book, a Kli Isser, a cookbook, a Kli Heter. I'm not sure what happened to Mechal between the two. Why that's so. The Chor should be the same case as a phone book. Another way of Kli Shemach Isser, come on, Mishlom Zalman. He says, let's come to Meshamish Isser. Let's say you have a cover over here to Meshamish Isser. Left after you have to have a cup that holds the Isser. Lahav davka have a pot that holds things inside, to have flame. Even to Meshamish Isser, that's also called in category of Kli Shel Machlis Isser. Therefore, you have car keys. Now, car keys, let's say again, you open up the car door, the light will not go on. So you have car keys that does two things. I know today's car keys, you just have to have the car in the key. You only have to have the key inside the car. But let's say you have the car keys, that one for the ignition and the same one for the door. What is that? Is that Kli Yisr, Kli Yatr? I mean, the Chassid Chok says, the ik is for the engine. That's Kli Yisr. However, the Bignam, Bignam, Zilba, Yashiv, and Shemir Shabbat speaks out clearly that since over here you have the same key using for Issa and Vater, and both are, it's Iker Shdamshus, who has no way worse than other, is in the category of a Kli Shemak Vahetar Ula Issa, and therefore will not be Mekatzidas. One last point over here, Luchu can ask a question. Is that we're saying anything that leads to Isser is a category of Kli Shemlach L'Isser? Chura, the halacha is by meat. We're going to paskin, at least by Zman HaChazal, it's not Mukso. It's Chozil Umsot to eat raw. Now, it's true that maybe Ganovim, Aladerech, B'Shaz L'Chak, can eat raw. But what is a standard way of doing with a raw piece of meat? It's a cook. If so, Chura, a raw piece of meat leads to Isser, leads to cooking. If so, Lechura, since it leads to Isser, to be on the category Kli Shel Machlis Isser. And the answer is, Yesh Lechalek. The whole sukkah is a Kli Shel Machlis Isser, leads to Isser. Oichlam is not a category of Kli. Oichlam has its own sukkah. Once Oichlam has its own sukkah, you won't have this chumra over here. So we went through Kli Shel Machlis Isser. Next point is Mutal Tzarech. The Tzarech who? So Bishlam is Mutal Tzarech, meaning that's Poshet. My own use. What about, let's say you want the hammer to go break a knocked. Avada, we're not adversarious. Avada, we're not makat das for my friends. It speaks out the paiskim, poshit, the loch is. Also, letzarech could be even for my friend, not the Yisrael. What about something less than that, letzarech behemo? This is mechab ben simen shinuch of dalet, sif aleph. Says they told the shmuel, since mezainos in the lecho, avada, also nichl in the category of yeve heter of letzarech, even for an animal. Let's say a category of something less than that. That means you have a sugim sochem daf chav beis. The Rashi speaks out that what's less than that? A goy. Ayin tum kevich shurim. Can you do something that's tzarech goy? It means a goy comes over to you and says, can I borrow your hammer on Shabbos and want to bang in a nail? Do you, are you have a heter to go give him this hammer over here? So there's a mishabuot of cotton lamadalad, a pilegraz, that brings down marglo b'pum de inchi, the olim says over, is mutla tatul na shalom to go give to a guy. The toim him, they're making a mistake. The whole letter of Kli Shel Machlis Isser is only in Tzarech Yisrael, Legufoy, but not to a guy. Mishmur is very clear, and the place can be done afterwards. There is no heter of the Tzarech to the case of a guy, only to the case of Yisrael. Now why is that so? What's the reason? So the Chorim speak out four different reasons, and obviously the bunch of Nafkaminas have to say over these reasons. One is you can say over, that just like you mekatzed das for Isser. So now the guy wants to borrow the hammer to bang a nail, you mekatzed das for Isser. How can you give him the hammer over here? A second way of saying it over, Shlomo Zalman of the Yashiv, is not in the category of the Tzarech Shabbos. The whole letter of Tzarech Guv and Tzarech Mekami says, Numus Hashanim is the Tzarech Shabbos. A guy is not the Tzarech Shabbos. A third way the Chodeshani says, Marasayin, people see they're giving a hammer to a guy, think you're doing Isser over here. Well, fourth way of saying it over, Shmuel Orbach brought down the Orcha Shabbos Perek Yutas. It looks like he's doing something for you, is Yodo Rechto, and if you're being Meshamish with the Isser of the hammer over here, the Nafkmina between the cases, let's say a guy comes to you before Shabbos says, can I borrow your hammer on Shabbos? The first reason there won't be an Ekso, next three reasons will be Osir. Let's say a guy comes to you on Shabbos says, can I borrow from you a hammer to crack nuts? To do heter, not do isser. So according to the first reason and the fourth reason, l'maisa mimutar, according to the reason of marasayin, it's not l'sarach Shabbos, l'chur should be osir. Let's say he says, I'll crack not for you. According to three of the reasons will be mutar, according to the one, the reason will be osir. A fourth nafkamino, let's say one yid to another yid. Let's say one yid is mekabel Shabbos ready. And the second yid comes over to him and says, can I borrow your cell phone to make a phone call? On the side of the cell phone, the Kli Shel Machlis Isser, can the Yid who is Mekabel Shabbos give over the phone? Kund says the Shammai Yonason, says of Karp, and the Shabbos B'Shabbos, person Maxidas Isser, he's doing Isser over here. Atzad Shadim Shalom Zalman, Nimluim and Shmir Shabbos seems to be Chayzer. Says Saif called Saif, you give it to Yisrael, and therefore be Motor. In Namakat Stas from him, says the Chodesh Shon, says Mechaim Pnevskil Mai, says Motor. Who are fifth Nafkimino? A case of someone who is a Ben Chutzars and a Ben Eretz Yisrael. That means, let's say a person is an Eretz Yisrael who's keeping second a Yontif. Can a person who is a Ben Chutzlaretz, can he give over his hammer or his cell phone to Ben Eretz Yisrael? Do you say the Ben Yisrael is under the category of Kain Goy, therefore has his Chumro? Or no, Lamaiso, you give it to Yisrael, only by Goy will be Machmer. Or Shlom is Amos to be Mekel. A sixth naf community to say over is first to be Machdom. Let's say a person takes the hammer and he moves it for Isid to Ben Ginnanel. Yes, the Tshuva Mitzvah Sugya Baino. Does he have to Tshuva Mitzvah Sugya of moving Moksa? Because at the end of the day, he did it Sarif Gufoy. But Gufay Visser. So there is a question to Amosha and Shlomo Zalman and Chishloimo. They tell us the fact that he brought a Muda for Isser, you even the Isser, Tiltul Isser, Agam, you used it on Shabbos. Chazal will not matter you. Tzarek Gufay only Tzarek Gufay of Heter. Building upon that, lead to a sixth Nafkamino. Let's say you have a kid, a 2-year-old, and he wants to play with Muksa. Now you want to put a pen in front of him, not in his hand, Tzarek Sigur of Sefinon. He wants a color on Shabbos. Can you put a pen in front of him on Shabbos and let him color? He has a heter. For him, it's no problem over here. If you say, mice for you, mekanta das? No, for him, mice, he has a heter. Come along the Be'er Moshe and Shuvah Nechalik Vav and the Shmir Sham Kulchose says, since there's a heter over here, you're not makanta das, it's nichol tzarek gufoy. Atzad Sheni, when there is a question to a Moshe, and Gilsoif, of course, the Shmir Shabbos wants to argue. Circle Soif. You want to send a Moshe, you want to give a shayfa to kid to blow on Shabbos? That again, for him, it's mutter. But for you, circle self, is a klish shemach lesser. It's also. Now, nothing again of a tzarech. We're very, very clear that tzarech gufa and tzarech makom is mutter, mecham lansel is also. Let's say that tzarech is for after Shabbos. Is that nichol again of a tzarech? Says Achronim L'chur, it's very clear the fact that mecham lansel is also, we see after Shabbos is also. That means right now, you have a phone book in the rain, you want to use it after Shabbos. The reason why you cannot use it and take it, save it now for after Shabbos, is because it's not Litzarech Shabbos right now. And therefore, the fact that you after Shabbos is not Nichol Get of Tzarech. But let's say it's Shabbos right now, Shabbos morning, and you want to use a Kli 5 hours later, still on Shabbos, is it Nichol Get of Tzarech right now? That means it's in the sun right now. And you want to save it now to use 5 hours later. What's the halacha in that case? So there is a taz brought down by the Mishabur by Klish Shemach Leheter. It says, the Maisetz Mutter. Coming to the Chodashon, it says, do not be medayik for the Mishabur and the taz that's only by Klish Shemach Leheter and not by Klish Shemach Leisser. Even if you want to take a cell phone and move it now for 5 hours later to use an alarm, you want to take a hammer now from the sun to use 5 hours later to crack a nut, then Maisel is also Mutter. Nichol neged of tzarech over here. Now, all these cases are a case with tzarech of the person. Let's say a case over here, tzarech Yisrael is mutter, tzarech Behem is mutter, Yisrael Ach is mutter, not a case of a guy. What about tzarech another object, another kli? So there are different cases to speak out. There's first a case of the tzarech of another object that's mukhtam achmas gufay. The case that the Prima Gonim, when he's discussing it, he's saying a situation when a person has a, let's say, a mace, Moksa Machmas Gufay, the loch is you have to put a kicker tinnik over there, and they can move the mace. It says that Paiskim Lavdak a kicker tinnik, even a hammer. If so, can a person move a hammer with Tzarech the mace? It says that Prima Gonim and the Paiskim say, to move a Klisha Machl Isser, Tzarech what? A Moksa Machmas Gufay? That's not Nichol Get of a Heter. It has to be Tzarech Heter. If so, let's take the next category. Can I move a Kli Shemach L'Isser L'Tzarech, another Kli Shemach L'Isser? Is that Nichol in the category of doing it for Mukso? Well, no, that's not Nichol in the category of doing it for Mukso. It could be enough, I mean, it is, whether it's Gzeres Tiltul or not Gzeres Tiltul over here. So come along with the Achorinim, and they seem to argue this point. The Beis HaRozim, the Yaakov Yosef, they want to have Maaseh to be Machmer. How is Botan Moshe Mishlom Zalman is Mitzadid of Baron Leib Shtanim, Maaseh to be Mekel? What's the nafkamino? We mentioned before, in the case, can you close the car door to save the objects inside the car? To save the car itself, the pieces of the car, which is kli shemak l'isser. According to Beis Rosen, you can't. You do usually kli shemak l'isser the car door to save the inside parts of the car, which is not a kli shemak l'isser. It sounds like a person can. Take it even a step further. Can you use a kli shemak l'isser? Example, let's say you have a computer that's a kli shemak l'isser on your table, a laptop. It's very heavy, it's weighing down the table, and the table is going to break. The person have a right to move over here the laptop. To go save the table over here. Is that nichl in the category of tzarech mekoymai, tzarech gufai, to save the table over here? It says if it's simcha bonim, it says I'm sorry about banan and tetula shabbos, the mice, it's ulcer. Ulcer. That means you can say over here, close the car door, even to save the objects inside that klishim lach letter, also be ulcer. I said that's really a massive chiddush. Circle safe is your tzarech v'yon chveitzim that I had to over here. That over here, ma'aseh, we have a base of rozim, shalom zalman, of yo'imer, of karp, shalom yo'isim, and others, the ma'aseh come out to be mekel over here. They hold the ma'aseh that halach is to mechal between one verse to the other, and vada, you can move a kli shalmach letter, that serve another kli, of a kli of het, a kli, I'm sorry, you can move a kli shalmach le iser, for another kli that's a kli of het over here. And if you can't close the door, for the case of a kli of a heter. Atkan, the first half, that means you're ready to find the loch of Kli Shemach Toil Isil Tzarech, 4 points. Be'ashem, tomorrow will be Mamshech and go through the loch of Negev to Gufay, Mekoymay, and Mechamel Tzel. Slocha Rabbah.